4 years ago, Ariana Lalonde was one of the star dancers at Pacific Northwest Ballet. Then, management decided not to renew her contract. So after 24 years at PNB, Lalonde had to map out a new future. She found that future at a place she never expected, right across the street from PNB at the Cabaret Dinner Theater, Teatro Zanzani. Marcy Silman asked Lalonde how long she expected to be a ballerina.
I felt like as long as I was learning, wanting to change, wanting to improve, that I still had a desire to keep going, and as long as my body was physically holding up, which it was. That being said, I knew that the end, which I hate to talk about, was coming. And I was coming to terms with that.
Did you imagine that the next phase of your life would be a cabaret?
I did not.
How did that happen?
No, it was magical. And I mean, I felt like the reason I had longevity in my career is that I was really singly focused on keeping myself going. So I don't want to say that I was unprepared for my career transition, but I was fully invested in what I was doing at the time and then was prepared to deal with the after ballet career, after ballet, because I wanted to also absorb 150% my last season. The Zanzani miracle happened simultaneously. Peter had talked to me in the summer, which was very early to talk about contracts, but he wanted me to have the year as well. I kept it to myself. We went on tour. And when I came back, someone had said to me that the associate artistic director of Zanzani, Rini Duff, was interested in finding me and having a conversation about a show that was possibly coming up. And we met, and she asked if I was willing, if it was possible to have a leave of absence from the company to do a run of their show, which would be 6 months. Since I was not sort of publicly announcing anything yet, I said, oh, I think that will probably work out just fine.
Bonsoir Liliane, I think, was the first show.
That was my first show,
that
yes.
Tommy Tune choreographed. These places, PNB, Macaw Hall, and Teatro, are literally across the street from one another, but light years apart. What was it like for you dancing for the first time in the tent?
You know, I kind of feel like the whole thing happened so quickly that I just was sort of guided through this whole brand new process, and it all felt very natural, even though I was in a completely different environment. And sort of a funny like side note to working with Tommy Tune was that, you know, when I was growing up, he was, I think Will Rogers Follies was touring in LA, and I used to watch the commercial all the time. And my mom walked by one day, and I was starting to grow, and I was becoming, you know, 5'8", 5'9", 5'10". And she turned to me and said, well, you could always dance with Tommy Tune. Someday, like, that would be no problem, right? And so here it is, you know, many years later, having the opportunity to work with him. So it was just that besides being across the street and being sort of comforted by my environment, I felt very, very lucky.
I'm talking to Ariana Lalonde. She is now a performer and a choreographer for Seattle's Teatro Zanzani. But before that, she spent 24 years at Pacific Northwest Ballet. Physically, it's a really different kind of thing, I would imagine, because the Macaw Hall, if people who are listening have never been to Macaw Hall, it holds like 3,000 people.
Yes.
There's an orchestra pit between the audience and you guys, so you're a little bit further away than you are in the tent at Teatro.
Oh, sure. Well, and of course, the greatest challenge is the stage at Zanzani is a 9-foot circle that's that lifts up to 3 feet in the air. So that was my immediate challenge. And I do dance on point. That was something that I wanted to continue to do. So I just developed sort of a vocabulary built in that space. And my challenge is to make it look like I'm performing in Macaw Hall,
yeah, well,
but in this small space.
How do you do that? Because
that explains why I branched out into working in aerial work, because I had to go up. And also to turn, you know, turning is, yes, you want to stay in one place, but it is a thing that does essentially move. And if you step out of something, for me, I was a big mover. So you step out 3 feet away from your center, and the 3 feet away from your center is someone's dinner table. And, you know, for me, the proximity of the audience and all the things of working with the crowd, I loved. I always loved being able to be connected to the audience, and it's harder to do in a bigger theater.
How long did it take you to get used to that proximity? And I mean, you could see people's faces.
You can. You know, sometimes that's it's challenging, and but it's also neat. You can play to that, and that's part of performing there, is catching the eyes of somebody and bringing them into your... And that took a while, because I was very... again, used to putting it out there and not waiting for energy to come back. And then I realized, like, oh, I can have this relationship with this person in the middle of my piece. Halfway through the run, I thought it was so magical working there. I thought, this can't, I want to do this. I want to do this again so badly. And yet I wanted to see if I could expand my ballet vocabulary in this really small space. And I felt like the only way I could do that was to literally to that I needed a new partner, and that the partner wouldn't be a person, but it would be a thing. And I just sort of experimented with how I could build the ballet vocabulary through that. I didn't aspire to be, you know, an aerial artist by any means. But I wanted to use something to have the ability to turn and jump and show what I was like as a mover across the street.
When did you start to choreograph for Teatro Zanzani?
That's so funny. It's just something, you know, I had so many no's. No, I don't do this. No, I can't do this in my brain. And all of those no's have gone away since I walked across the street. And choreography is something that I have always said no. So my first experience with it at Zanzani was co-choreographing a show that they were remounting last year called On the Air.
When we say you're the choreographer, are you choreographing everything that goes on?
Not the acts. People's acts are their own. The choreography blanket is usually the opening number, a closing number, any sort of group things, plus all the service, how your food is fancily delivered to you.
Teatro Zanzani choreographer and performer Ariana Lalone's with me, and the current show, The Return of Chaos, is her choreography.
Yes.
This is your first big solo.
It was my first, big adventure into working by myself on the show, and I'm so grateful for the experience, and it's been amazing.
What did all this teach you about yourself as an artist?
Immediately, I suppose what it taught me about myself is to be fearless in a way. I was, like I said, I had a single focus in my career, which was ballet, which I was very proud of. And everything I did was to keep myself going. My free time, I took class, I did Pilates, I did yoga, in order to keep myself physical, young, all those things, learning. And I felt like I needed to have 100% focus on that. Walking across the street to Zanzani with that focus was wonderful, but there was a lot that's asked of you otherwise. And my world just opened up sideways, and I just kept saying yes. And in those yeses was an amazing experience.
You had those more than 24 years, but 24 professional years focused on that identity. I'm a ballet dancer, and you moved up the ranks to the top. How does that word fit into your identity now, ballet?
I will always be a ballerina. They call me ballerina at the tent. I love that identity. Again, I love the art form. It will always be a part of me. I might branch out and do something else, but that will always be my being.
Ariana Lalone, she choreographed Teatro Zanzani's current show. It's called The Return to Chaos, and it runs through September 13th on Lower Queen Anne Hill. Lalone spoke to Marcy Silman.